Right now, let's bring in Pat. The weather's going the wrong way. Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, yeah, you know, so always can't go the right. No,
but all I'm saying is, if you looked at the radar last, we got a lot of rain off and on last night, and it all came from east to west.
Yep.
It was coming from the east and cycling back over our area last night. Is it still doing the same thing this morning?
Still doing the same thing. But we'll see much less today than we did last night. There'll be, you know, we have to indicate that there will be some rain or drizzle around today. And still, you know, very, very, very dismal weather. There's no doubt about it. This is all because of that ocean storm and the highs in the mid-50s. And then tonight, there's still some spotty light rain, mid-40s. Tomorrow, cloudy, there is a chance of a shower. Not a big deal, 60 to 65. Saturday, I know I said cloudy with a chance of showers. I don't think the chance of showers is going to be all that great. So your Saturday, for whatever is planned, or you have a lot of outdoor activities, I don't think it's going to be wet. But it certainly isn't going to be sunny. 60. And then on Sunday, there will be breaks of sun, low 70s. Your Monday may have a couple of showers in the morning and then partly cloudy in the afternoon with highs in the 60s. How do you like those apples?
Well, it's getting it's better for the fall festival weekends. FFA Fall Festival in Pine Plains is Friday and Saturday, and the Fall Festival in Salisbury is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The big Brewski Fest is Sunday, and also the Sunday in the Country Food Drive Day of Fun at Daisy Hill is Sunday, and the Pep Parade is Sunday in Salisbury. And Saturday looks good for all the outdoor activities that are going on in Pine Plains and also in Salisbury as well, because it's changed a lot since the beginning of the week, where it does look like it's going to be okay.
Yeah, you know, and this is all counting on the fact that the storm will continue to weaken and move south. Of course, if it doesn't, then we'll have to change it back. But right now, I think it's going in the right direction. In spite of what you said, Marcia, you said it's going in the wrong direction. Well, yeah, it is. From, you know, when you get rain coming in from the east, moving west. But the general weather pattern is going in the right direction as we head into the weekend again. It's not going to be, you know, you will not need the sunglasses on Saturday. Let's put it that way.
But it's going to be dry, and it's not going to be cold and wet and damp.
Right.
And that makes a big difference. That does make a big difference.
Yeah, and I'm kind of happy about that. I have to tell you that the propane company did show up yesterday morning at 8 up at the lake house, and my friend David was there to greet him. And as soon as he connected that pipe, my friend David went into the cabin and made sure we had a pilot on the fireplace, and we did. And then he had to reset the refrigerator because that's propane, but that was no problem. And then in his little walk through our two-room bungalow, he found one.
One?
You know what he found?
My mouse.
In the glue trap. And he texted me and he said, do you have replacements? And I said, no. I said, I guess I was getting overconfident because it's been a month that those glue traps have been down and nothing's been in them. So I kind of figured, you know, that was it. So I only had two down, one of which now is gone. And so we have one left. And I really don't care because I just have one weekend left this weekend to spend it up there. And good riddance. That's all I could say. I've had it with sleeping in a cabin where I know there's mice.
That's right.
Just gives me the creeps. And meanwhile, my friend Helen,
yep,
could care less. She could care less. She goes, I could care less. She goes, I don't want you making such a big deal about it. I said, well, I don't like them. I said, you don't like bugs. And she didn't know what to say. I mean, God forbid she saw a spider. She'd scream like you can't believe. Meanwhile, the daddy long-leg spiders that are all over there, you know, they eat other bugs. So whenever she sees one, I will take the spider up, you know, pick it up by the leg and bring it outside. And she can't believe that I would do that. I said, well, I can't believe that you would pick up a dead mouse. You know, not with your hands, of course, but I can't believe you would do that. You know, so we argue back and forth all the time. And I told you I bought a mosquito net for the bed.
Yeah.
And she made fun of that. She said that was ridiculous. She said, all these years you're up here, 40-something years, she said there has never, ever been an incident, you know, where there was a mouse on you or anybody else. She said, why would you need that mosquito net? I said, only because the people across the lake told me what happened. And that put a fear in me. What can I say? Marshall, you don't have to worry. You have the cats.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I mean, what can I do? I can't get a cat for the summer and then in the wintertime say, well, goodbye.
No, how can you? You can't.
I can't do that. I mean, someone said, well, you know, just make sure that the cat stays outside. You just feed the cat outside. I can't do that. What does a cat do in the wintertime? I'm going to show this cat that it has a home spring and summer into fall. And then in the wintertime, it's like, well, now you go fend for yourself.
Yeah. You can't do that.
No.
You can't do that.
So there's only two solutions. Either next year, I have the money to reside the cabin. And when they reside it and take off everything, I tell them to plug up every crevice and crack that they find. Or I invest in a good snake.
But even in the winter, the snakes, they're cold-blooded, so.
Right. Yeah, but you don't think they're going to stay around the wintertime, do you?
What, snakes?
Yeah.
No, snakes can't. They hibernate because they're cold-blooded. Getting a snake doesn't help you either.
No, only in the summertime.
Yeah.
That's it. I have to see if I can do that, if I could reside the cabin. They'll take all the vinyl siding. They'll plug up every crack and crevice they can and put up new siding and go from there and hope that it will prevent them from trying to get in.
Well, you were pretty successful last winter, so you should be successful this winter.
Yeah.
I mean, you were real happy when you got there in the springtime, right?
Yeah, I didn't see anything. But meanwhile, I did during the summer. But the cabin's open now. So, you know, I don't know, Marshall. As so many people said, Pat, you're in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, well, that's true too, Pat. I mean, well, what are you going to do? I mean,
I'm in the middle of the woods, right? Yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, if I wasn't, it would be a different story. But I am in the middle of the woods, and I'm sure that all the other cabins have the same thing. They just don't see them.
Well, the whole thing about, you know, it's like people that complain about the bears. Well, then don't live out here where the bears are.
Yeah.
Where the bears are. I mean, bears are bears. You know, what are you going to do? You know,
more than likely, they were here before us.
Well, that's the whole thing. We took away their habitat. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, right.
What are you going to do with these poor guys? I mean, I feel, you know, I know that you have to be careful. And so I think you're okay. Pat, you're not the only one in the world that has this aversion to that. So you're not the only one.
Right. Thank you for that. So just wish me well that we get through everything this weekend because we have a ton of scenes to finish up, plus the close up. So I have lots and lots of things to do this weekend before I could say to you next week, Marshall, we're closed.
That's right. The lake is shut.
Yep.
Those words will come out of your mouth next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'll take a deep breath.
Okay. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay. You have a good one.
You too, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.